Good evening. You are welcome. Sorry. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And my name is Anita B. That right there, I played it because it really shockingly was reminiscent of a band. If you're all in the room, can anyone, I feel like I'm teaching, put your hand up if you know exactly what that band sounds like. To me, when I first heard it, I was like, that's the New Pornographers. And it's not. It's not. It is actually Belle and Sebastian. So Belle and Sebastian have a new album out, the first in 7 years. Crazy. The band is out of Scotland, and they were formed in 1996. Yeah. Yeah. They've been around a while. And I really love that song. A lot of their other stuff, I mean, I had never really been a Belle and Sebastian fan. I know a lot of people are. They have a serious cult following. But that song is way more, you know, in my wheelhouse. It's like really poppy and like it's got some energy, etc., as opposed to some of their other stuff. Their other stuff was kind of dreary. But killer, quite good. So the first album again in 7 years, it's called A Bit of Previous. There you go. My name is Anita B. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is the first show I've done in, like, I'm going to say 4 weeks, something like that. I had to cancel 2 weeks ago because I had something. I don't know. There was something I had to do. And then, I know that within the last 2 weeks, I've had hand surgery. So if you, all two of you, all 1.5 of you, have listened to my show, you'll hear me go on and on about my finger. So last August, my ex-boyfriend's dog went at it with another pit bull, and I was walking him, and the leash inadvertently got wrapped around my finger, and in the tussle it got yanked very hard, and it was actually crushed. That's what the x-ray technician was like, is this a crush injury? Like, that's how many pieces my finger was in. Long story short is I had surgery immediately, and it just didn't take, so my finger didn't work. Yeah. And fast forward to, well, many months. So almost 9 months of physical therapy. I'm not making this up. I had finger therapy at least once a week. Now I'm at 2 to 3 times a week post-surgery. So I had surgery on April 22nd. And it was pretty. The whole thing's been pretty gruesome, to be honest. My hand looks like a Franken hand. I've got, I don't know, like 15 stitches, and it's not enjoyable. And my physiotherapist took out, like, I don't know, a few stitches yesterday. Ugh. And then probably some more tomorrow. I've got another therapy session. And it sounds easy, just like bend your finger, do this, but it hurts because I have like 15 at least stitches crisscrossing down my finger and into my hand. And they will crack open. I'm not making this up, and bleed while I'm in the middle of like my therapy. And she's like, just don't look. And I'm like, well, this is awful. She's like, keep bending. And I'm like, no. And so, but it's imperative apparently that I have to keep the flexion happening, or else, I mean, it had been unused, that tendon, for 9 months. So that's my story. And I'm back. I'm back here at CITR. Now, another update, if you, you know, are quite familiar with the station, the website has been down now for like forever, it seems. Like, I know the last time I did my show, which was 4 weeks ago, that was like, I want to say the first night that the website was down. Because all of us DJs podcast our shows, and I can't do that right now. So it's okay. The last show I did, I remember, was pretty crappy. I don't know. Something bad happened to me. I don't know what was going on. Something didn't work out well. And I was just like, ugh, it was a terrible show, which is fine. That one could just go into the ether. Let's go away. So CITR.ca is down. And now we're going to have to post, I guess, show, or like still input our playlists so that the podcast can be generated, because there's something still out there, something in the air that is actually still generating these podcasts, but they can't link them. And there's some serious problem. Okay. Have I updated you all on what's going on here? Okay. That was Belle and Sebastian. All right. Now we're going to move on, and we're going to listen to, and by the way, I'm here until 6:30 to 8, every second Wednesday. That's my slot. And we're going to hear something from a band out of Liverpool called the Mysterines. Yeah, not the Listerines, not like the mouthwash, but the, and not the Mysterians. There is a band called the Mysterians that I believe are an old band from the 60s. They're garage rock, I think. But the Mysterines, Mysterines. I kind of like the name. It's pretty cool. The song we have right here is called Who's Your Girl? It's from their 2019 release entitled, oh, I got it right here, Reeling, R-E-E-L-I-N-G. So let's take a listen to this pretty awesome song. And hold on. All right, let's take a look here. Oh boy, so much going on here. So many things not working. Oh, and in case you are paying attention, if you're into, you know, astrology, the stars, all that stuff, on the 10th kicks off another Mercury in retrograde. So that's of note. Oh, there we go. Let's not do that. Okay. Hold on one sec, folks. All right. And if you know nothing about Mercury in retrograde, it simply means that, the planet Mercury is the planet that is in charge of anything like communicative, any types of messages and communications, technology, etc., all that kind of stuff. And so if you lose your keys, right, your car won't start, you can't get to your right place, the airport is delays, lots of delays, and that's Mercury in retrograde. So anyways, just letting you know that. But it's not there yet. So we're actually in the pre-shadow, which means that Mercury is slowing down. And then officially, if you don't know what retrograde means, it simply means that when we look at the planet in orbit from Earth, it appears to be moving away from us, like backwards. It's not actually moving backwards, but from our perspective, it is. And so right now, Mercury is slowing down. So if you're having issues, just blame it on Mercury in retrograde. Okay, finally, the Mysterians.
You took your shit.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right, I'm just having some strange occurrences. All right, I apologize for that. That's my typical show for you. It's just been like, I'm just always rushing around. I'm just so busy between work and then I take a nap and then I have to eat and then I have to rush out here, blah, blah, blah. That by the time I do my show, I'm just kind of tired. And anyways, I apologize for that little dead air there. All right, that was awesome. That was The Head Coats. Out of England from 1993 with the song We Hate the Fucking NME. It's a single, so it's a 7-inch. There you go. Before that, we heard something from the Scottish band from 2016, Frightened Rabbit with Get Out. That's the name of the song from the record Painting of a Panic Attack. And the Mysterines in there before that to kick off the set out of Liverpool. I'm playing a lot of British stuff, aren't I? What do I have next? Oh, the Beastie Boys. So the time, first of all, is 6:54. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I am Anita B. And I'm with us all until 8. Yeah, 8 o'clock. All right. And if you're curious, the CITR site is down. I don't know when it's going to get fixed. I don't even know if they know. Whatever's happening is a serious major malfunction. So Speaking of Mercury in retrograde. All right. But let's talk about today, May 4th. And I don't mean May the 4th be with you. I don't care about that. But I'm talking about the 10th anniversary of the passing of Adam Yauch, MCA. So sad. I very distinctly remember where I was when I heard this. It was in my classroom, and I was teaching. It was like my first year of teaching the grade 12s, meaning I teach like a class called Physical Geography 12. And they were kind of a hard crew. They put me through my paces. And it was like at lunch. It was just before lunch, or I was just leaving the classroom. And I found out like Adam Yauch died. And I believe it was from throat cancer. It was from something, if I'm not mistaken. I've tried not to think about it because I was a huge, and I still am, I'm a massive Beastie Boys fan. They shaped who I am. Like, no joke. In high school, that was my License to Ill soundtrack, right? I had, you know, a rotating crush on each of the Beastie Boys, of course, MCA. I could tell you any and everything about every member of the Beastie Boys because I knew every lyric to every song. So it really hit me hard. And he left a daughter and a wife. She is of Tibetan descent. I forget her. I do know her name, but I don't think I can pronounce it properly. But he had so much sway, not just in music, Adam Yauch, but on the political scene and, you know, Free Tibet, the whole Tibetan like concerts that we're having at the time that were happening. He brought a lot of attention to these types of social issues, and may his soul, wherever it is, be free. 10 years ago. Crazy. So I'm going to play us the Beastie Boys. I'm going to play us my very most favorite Beastie Boys song of all. I'm going to play us Get It Together, which features Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest, which is like, it doesn't get any doper than that. That song is like just pure perfection. I remember back in the day, this must have been 94 because when the record was released, I was working. Was working at Chrysler at the time on the line in Windsor, and it was like I used to work as what was called a temporary part-time, so I'd come back home to my hometown in between university, right? Like I was going to school, god who knows what. At that time, was I in Louisiana? I went to school in Louisiana for a few years, but I remember being on the line and having headphones because you could do that, and on the assembly line in the van plant, minivan plant, because I also worked at the big van plant, and it would be like super hot and like and just like listening to the Beastie Boys over and over and getting that sort of rhythm, that sort of getting my paces going as, you know, I'm timing my jobs coming by. Because you really, if there's one thing, if you've ever been an auto worker, you have to get it together is your station, whatever you're doing, whether you're, which I'd done all kinds of jobs back in the day. I would like have a power gun and I'd like screw in like seatbelt bolts, right? Have to hop in the van. And you can't get what they call in the hole. In the hole is when you're running behind and you can't catch up to the cars that just keep rolling. It's a real mind game. Anyways, and I would listen to the Beastie Boys all the time and they would keep me in rhythm. So that's my point. All right, let's listen to Get It Together. Here on CITR 101.9, hold on, FM. Oh, see? Okay, hold on a second. Vancouver. All right, here we go. This is the Beastie Boys.
One, two, one, two, keep it on. Listen to the shit because we keep it till dawn. Listen to the ass track, got it going on. Listen to the ladies, come on and let me spawn. Pour your eggs, then you go up the river. Listen to the ass track, that freaky nigga.
Now I'm at rockin', I shockin', I tickin', I talkin', I can't stop with the Bobby Ross here. on the topic of lust. And my mouth is not butt, but fuck it, let me get down to the rhythm. Yes, I get funky and I shoot it on my jism like John Boom, the X-rated nigga. Listen to the shit cause I am the ill figure. Everybody's getting any bigger than this.
Get it together.
Phone is ringing. Oh my god.
Get it together. See what's happening.
Ad-Rock's down with the Ioni. Listen to the shit, cause both of them is bony. Gotta do it like this, like Chachi and Joni.
Cause she's the cheese and I'm the macaroni. So why all the fight? Why all the fuss? Cause I ain't got no dusty. Yeah. You know I'm getting silly. Got a grandma Hazel and a grandma Tilly.
I'm the Grand Royal Prince and I'm also a member.
Like the shit was in a blender.
Well, I'm born, word is born. Don't need the motherfucking fool tell every right from wrong. I don't think I'm slick, to do I play like I'm hard. But I'ma drive the lane like I was ever born.
And I've been working on my game, life is taxing.
Gotta get it together and see what's happening.
Get it together.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Like my name was Bismarck, but I had to do the shit. Just let me embark on the lyric, on the noun and the verb. Let me kick the shit off, cause no, I'm not the herb.
Well, it's not the herb, but the spice with the flavor. Just pair the mood with the funk for your derriere. Yeah. Well, we're on the topic, yes, I like to mention when it comes to morning. Woo, I'm representing.
Just spacing, zoning, talking on the phone, and my brain is roaming. I don't know where it's going. Talking lots of shit, a little tweaking on the weekend. Gotta get them by the reins, cause I know that I'm freaking.
Well, I'm a funky southern, I'm a Scorpio.
Because I had to talk about the times when I rhyme and when the MCs come in my face, I'm like Mace. Because I back them off with the quills. Because I had to tell you, nigga, because I keep it under frills. Rest of 191116th Ave off of Farmers Boulevard,
yeah,
Boulevard.
But I'm from Manhattan, MCA's from Brooklyn. Yeah, MCA, you should be cooking.
Ray Mantis on the court and I can't be beat. But yo, what's the set with your boots on your feet?
Got the timbals on the toes and this is how it goes. So, one, two, oh my god.
One, two, oh my god. I got some shit, I got the cooking food flip behind my green trap kid. Never, ever, ever smoking crack. Crack, crack,
never ever ever
crack,
fucking whack. I eat the fucking pineapple now my latest. Listen to me now, don't listen to me later. Fuck it cause I know I didn't make it fucking mine for real. But yo, technically, I'm as hard as steel.
Gonna get it together, watch it. Gonna get it together, my bell.
Like my bell, I got the ill communication. My bell, 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 keep it on and on and on and on and on.
Don't
All right, out of Toronto, that is the band Dilly Dally. They're pretty dope. That song was from 3 years ago, and it is called I Feel Free from the album Heaven. Before that, we heard, oh, such a good song. Oh, New Arcade Fire, just released in March. Yes, out of Montreal. With the song, we heard The Lightning 1,2 from the album We. In all caps, W-E. Now, I was a little bit confused there for a bit because, I don't know, I wasn't really fully paying attention to whatever social media I was on. And it was something about something Butler left Arcade Fire. And I'm like, oh my God, that's like the lead singer. What's happening? Did Arcade Fire break up? Yada, yada. And no, that's the young brother of the lead singer, Butler. I forget which one, what their first names are. But the younger brother had left the band, so Arcade Fire, nope, did not break up. This album, at least this song, and I've heard a couple more, is very solid, very good. You can't not like Arcade Fire, right? They're one of those bands that's just like solid. When in doubt, Arcade Fire, right? All right, before that we heard the Beastie Boys with Get It Together in honor of MCA, 10 years since he died. Very sad. My name is Anita B. The time is 7:14. Hey, how about I give us some weather? I've been pretty good at watching the news. I keep up on my news. I watch global news every day from like, I don't know, like 5 to really 7. It goes global news, Vancouver, 5 to 5:30. And then you've got the national news, 5:30 to 6, in case you're curious. And then 6 to 7 back to the 1 hour regular Vancouver global news. Wow. I'm a total news nerd, aren't I? And anyways, I always watch Christy Gordon. She's a really good meteorologist. And she was going on about how this past April was, I believe, the coldest on record. Down on average 1.4 degrees. That's significant. That really is. Now, if I did not have this hand surgery like 12 days ago, I would still be skiing. Because Grouse is open until May 15th. I cannot believe that. May 15th. Like, they were scheduled to shut down for the season May 1st. But then they just, the snow just kept coming. And I skied like every day pretty much right up until the day before my surgery. And, you know, when I, at first I was like, oh yeah, April 22nd, that's perfect. Ski season will be over. This is great. What a way to, you know, you don't want to get a hand surgery or any type of procedure in the middle of something that you love, right? Skiing. And so, but then I was like, man, what's going on? Like, I want to keep skiing. And it was almost like taunting. You know, I was like on the socials and it's like, hey, we're opening up. We're extending until, I'm like, come on, I can't go. And then on top of that, a lot of resorts, at least in the West, there's one outside of Seattle. I'm trying to remember what it was called. Apparently, they're now staying open until the end of May. And I'm like, well, maybe my hand can be like healed by, you know, like I'll be given the green light because it's not too far. And they're opening though on weekends and like certain nights, right? It's not like 24/7 or, you know, regular hours of operation. And also like one or two hills in like California have extended. I know this. Yeah, it's crazy. So that's good. If you're able-bodied. All right, enough of that. Okay, so weather. Let's look at the weather. Weather forecast for Vancouver. Currently, I'm looking out the window, and it is overcast. And when I came in, it was raining. Oh, that doesn't look good. So let's take a look. Every single day, I'm looking here for at the 7-day forecast. Is pretty much 11 degrees, except for Friday. So it goes like a high of 11 on Thursday. Friday is 12. Saturday, Sunday, 11. All those days, it is going to be either light rain, cloudy with showers, or regular rain. So it's going to be pretty gloomy. But then starting on Monday comes the sun. So Monday's a high of 14 with a mix of sun and clouds. That's your weather forecast brought to you by the Weather Network. All right, let's get back to my show. I think it's time for us to listen to some Julian Casablancas. Love him. Not only is this song killer, but he's hot. He's pretty hot. Yeah, he is. The song we're going to hear is from 09, and it is 11th Dimension from the album Phrases for the Young. All right, let's listen to a little Julian Casablancas. All right, hold on one second here. I think we're good. Yes. All right, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and my show goes till 8. Yes, it does. So stay tuned.
I've never been so good at shaking hands. After
All right, that is excellent. That is Bully from about 6 years ago. I adore that song. From the record Feels Like, we heard Trying. Before that, we heard something from around the same time, Always, spelled with two V's to look like a W. We heard the title track of the record in Undertow. Killer song. They're from the Maritimes. And Julianne Casablancas in there, of course, most famously of the Strokes with the song 11th Dimension from the 09 record Phrases for the Young. It is now 7:30. Yes, it is. And let's keep listening to some music. We now have Ty Segall, or Segall. To be honest, I don't know how to say it. I don't really have conversations with people. So yeah, maybe I should have more like music friends so I know how to pronounce his name. Like, so if it's like Steven Segall, that's how it's pronounced. Like, it's spelled the same way. He is out of California. We are going to hear something from him. What do we have right now? It's called Tall Man, Skinny Lady. We're going to hear that song right now. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. My show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And by the way, you're probably not listening to me. You probably can't, because the CITR.ca site is down. It's been replaced by some strange iHeartRadio or something site that I don't know. So apparently it's coming back. It has to come back. How can CITR's, you know, website not come back? I feel so useless and just flailing. So if you're listening to me, I guess it's through the radio waves. Hopefully the site will get back up soon, and then these podcasts can get generated, and then there'll be a record of this. Everything's digital today, right? That's the deal. Okay, so let's listen to Ty Segall right now on CITR. All right, let's make sure that I haven't screwed this up. All right. I think we're good.
Skin that Rachel was a year older when I was in the second grade. I thought she might know everything. I took her word like a golden ring. I asked her how to win Lockman, and she said, I know just the thing. Give me lip gloss and a hair toss, and after school, a lesson in kissing. She called me by the name of her crush. I couldn't decide if she was cold or Justin. I think I called her baby or darling most of the time. We take turns being seduced. Imagining the day would come into use. Imagining the day we'd start breaking hearts and taking names. She wanted a three-story house.
Sniffing cocaine, holding an M16. See, with the pen, I'm extreme. Now, bullet holes left in my peepholes. I'm suited up with street clothes. Hand me a 9 and out the feet foes. Y'all know my steelo, with or without the airplay. I keep some E and J, sitting bent up in the stairway. Or either on the corner, betting grants with the CeeLo champs. Laughing at bass heads, trying to sell some broken amps. G-packs get off quick, forever niggas talk shit. Reminiscing about the last time the task force flipped. Niggas be running through the block shooting. Time to start the revolution. Catch a body head for Houston. Once they caught us off guard, the Mac-10 was in the grass. And I ran like a cheetah with thoughts of an assassin. Picked the Mac up, told brothers back up. The Mac spit, lead was hitting niggas. One ran, I made a backflip. Heard a few chicks scream, my arms shook. Couldn't look, gave another squeeze. Heard it click, yo, my shit is stuck. Tried to cock it, it wouldn't shoot. Now I'm in danger. Finally pulled it back and saw three bullets caught up in the chamber. So now I'm jetting to the building lobby. And it was full of children, probably couldn't see as high as I be. It's like the game ain't the same. Got younger niggas pulling the triggers, bringing fame to their name and claim some corners. Crews without guns or corners. In broad daylight, stick up kids, they run up on us. 4-5s and gauges, max and facts. Same niggas that catch you back to back, snatching your cracks in black. Yo, is a snitch on the block, getting niggas knocked. So hold your stash to the coke price drop. I know this crackhead who says she gotta smoke nice rock. And if it's good, you bring your customers and measuring plots. But yo, you gotta slide on a vacation. Inside information keeps large niggas erasing and they wives spacing. It drops deep as it does in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Beyond the walls of intelligence, life is defined. I think of crime when I'm in a New York state of mind. State of mind.
Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind. Your state of mind.
Be having dreams that I'm a gangster. Drinking Moet's, holding texts. Making sure the cash came correct, then I stepped. Investments in stock, sewing up the blocks to sell rocks. Winning gunfights with mega cops, but just a nigga. Walking with his finger on the trigger. Make enough figures until my pockets get bigger. I ain't the type of brother made for you to start testing. Give me a Smith & Wesson, I have niggas undressing.
thinking of cash flow, Buddha and shelter. Whenever frustrated, I'm a hijack Delta. And the PJs, my blend tape plays, bullets are strays. Young bitches is braids, each block is like a maze full of black rats trapped. Plus the Allen is packed. From what I hear in all the stories, when my peoples come back black, I'm living where the nights is jet black. The fiends fight to get crack, I just max. I dream I could sit back and lamp like Capone. With drug strips on, all the legal luxury life, rings flooded with stones, homes. I got so many rhymes, I don't think I'm too sane. Life is parallel to hell, but I must maintain it be prosperous. Though we live dangerous, cops could just arrest me, blaming us for hell like hostages. It's only right that I was born to use mics, and the stuff that I write is even tougher than dice. I'm taking rappers to a new plateau, through rap slow. My rhyming is a vitamin, hell without a capsule. The smooth criminal on beat breaks, never put me in your box if your shit eats tape. The city never sleeps, full of villains and creeps. That's where I learned to do my hustle, had to scuffle with freaks. I'm an addict for sneakers, 20s a Buddha and bitches with beepers. In the streets I could greet ya, about blunts I teach ya. Inhale deep, like the words in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. I lay puzzle as I backtrack to earlier times. Nothing's equivalent to the New York state of mind.
State of mind. State of mind.
Your state of mind.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is Nas. Oh my God, I love that song. I sort of got a revitalizing of the Nas-ness by watching Ozark. Have you guys been watching Ozark? I'm not done yet. There's new episodes. It's strange the way they've set it up. So we are in season, I'm going to say four. So the first half of season four was released like as a pack, like the first, I'm going to say six episodes. And I saw that, of course. And then, and it's always so confusing, right? I've talked to so many people. It's not just me. I'm always having to like consult my episode guide, my synopses, whatever, in between rewinding things and whatever. But I'm really liking this latest installation of episodes. And it's got a really interesting storyline. Especially, I'm not going to give away too much at all, don't worry. But Ruth becomes a very central character. And I'm loving Ruth. And I'm just, the way it's playing out. Now, don't tell me anything because I'm going to say on episode 10. 10 and a half or something. I still have like another episode or two to go. So I'm kind of excited. After my show, I'm going to go home and get my Ozark on. But the reason I'm talking about it is because Nas has been playing through a lot of these episodes with Ruth. Like Ruth listens to Nas. And there's a line in that song, New York State of Mind, about I don't sleep at night. And like, that's Ruth. She's a determined gal. But so is Wendy. So things are developing and it's getting good. Anyways. All right. So that was Nas. All right. Before that, we heard Lucy. Is it Dacus or Dacus? I don't know. Lucy D-A-C-U-S. I'm guessing Dacus. She is on Matador Records and that is new. It's called Home Video. Or sorry, the album is called Home Video. The song is Kissing Lessons. And then Ty Segall started off that set with Tall Man, Skinny Lady. It is 7:45, so I'm here for another 15 minutes. Right now we're going to listen to something new, another new song from a band out of Tacoma, Washington, called Enumclaw, based on the town in Washington of the same name. This song is called 2002. So let's take a listen. All right, here we go. The show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name is Anita B. And I will be back in two more weeks. That's how this works. My show is every second week. So in the meantime, let's listen to Enumclaw here at CITR.
Thank you.
And that's almost all she wrote, folks. That was from 2012, local band Chains of Love, with the song He's Leaving Me. Such a great song. Before that, we heard Lady Hawk, another local band from like 2008. I Don't Always Know What You're Saying, one of my favorite songs off the record, Shots. And then Enum Claw, such a great song. The song was 2002, off their latest, most newest record, 2022. So it's awesome. It's 7:57, and I'll be back in 2 more weeks. My name is Anita B. My show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, every second Wednesday from 6:30 till 8. And what do we have now? I've picked a short one because we only have a couple minutes. I'm going to play us the title track of Waves is King of the Beach. That's a good one. Who doesn't love Waves? That's W-A-V-V-E-S. Okay, hold on. Let me just make sure this is all good. Cool. All right, we got this. So, you know, hopefully the weather clears up a bit and things are good in your universes. All right, this is Waves on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Green eyes,
oh, wrong song. This is one. This one's short.